Poets find their inspiration in many places: nature, love. Our next Kansas Notable author found his at McDonald's. Dennis Etzel is the author of Fast Food Sonnets, a collection of 47 poems all about fast food. Dennis, welcome to Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you, Kay. Thank you for having me.
Tell me the story of the inspiration for Fast Food Sonnets.
Right. So I worked at McDonald's very much in my informative years, when I was 16, and then I left when I was 23. So I'd had several years, 7 years of working at McDonald's. And as a poet, you know, we do things as poets, like drawing on our experiences. You know, poetry I always feel is about the human experience, that it's more difficult to write about something that you don't know about than it is to write about something you do know about. And so actually the poems in this collection I had started back in 2003 when I was a student at Washburn, getting a second undergrad degree at Washburn. And those were some of the first poems were about the McDonald's experience, thinking about being at McDonald's and what it meant to work at McDonald's, as well as have this secret life of writing poetry. And so I thought, okay, I'm going to write the poetry about working at McDonald's. And so that's where these came from. And so I just had worked on them over the years, you know, writing here and there. And there's a publisher, his name's Brian Daldorf. He's also a teacher here at KU. And he has the Coal City Review Press and Coal City Review. And I had always sent some of these McDonald's poems to Coal City Review. And he just loved them. He printed them and, you know, published them. And he really became kind of that cheerleader for this collection. And I thought, okay, I'm going to really try to work hard on writing more and more poems and finally get this book.
Well, they say write what you know.
Yes.
I'd like you to read several poems from your collection, but I want you to start with the very first one, Invocation.
Yeah, what a great way to do this, the poetic tradition of writing to the muse. Often the old Roman poets would say, "Oh, sing, muse." In this one, it starts with, well, I'll read this poem, Invocation. "Oh, sing, Ronald, clown with oversized hips, painted smile and floppy shoes that don't fit, through doors that continue to easily close. Oh, sing of your friends, the boy who takes after his father, the burglar, steal words, call on the mayor of verse with his head like a cheeseburger. Out, purple monster, named after his grimace, scare them witless, into a mixed bag, to go. I write, sit on a plastic bench, come close, I listen for your whisper, like static through drive-through speakers, the strain of years I dig under. Evoke the name of Ray, a song to task, to sing out from a styrofoam casket."
I love that poem, Dennis. It's a perfect hearkening back, you're right, to the a song to the muse.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to really have fun with these poems. Definitely, I write about a lot of the things about the strife, about the struggle of working in fast food. There was a time in my life even where I was working at McDonald's, putting myself through school and college, and living out on my own. And so it really meant a really big struggle of like, and back then you could put yourself through college working at McDonald's. Now not so much because of the higher expenses, but it really meant a lot of that struggle. Really, McDonald's was kind of my number one food source. So,
well, your poems are like that one, both very humorous and yet they do talk about the struggle, and there's a little touch of anger in some of them about some of the frustrations that that people have working in the fast food industry or in any industry where it's a minimum wage job. Can you share another poem or two with us?
Sure. I'll actually share one about that, about the frustration of kind of working, because when you are, you are wanting to make a better life for yourself, but also that is, you know, you're working, you have a job. So this one's called Closing the Store on Summer Nights. The closing hour turns to cleaning, turns to leaving at 2 a.m, as night employees stretch out on the grass beside their parked cars, as the automatic lights shut off, like they are told to do, commands given by the manager. Each face turns to the stars, those wishes to find a way out of this job. The hands that touched burgers, to wrap in wrappers, fixed cold drinks, now smell of grease and French fries, now dig to replace those gross scents with grass and flower petals, fingers pushing deeper into the earth. So I really wanted that, really, I love that earthy image. Now that I even think of that, some of the things that grow, like the, you know, the potatoes for French fries come from the earth. Hey, I think that's another poem coming, so.
Get out your pen.
Right. And, you know, that's the thing I love about poetry is the ability to express these things and placing these images together in a way that you wouldn't normally think about, that you're going into a place of memory and trying to figure out what's there that you can pull back out. So,
When you were working at McDonald's way back when, did you ever share any of your poems with your coworkers?
Oh, no, I didn't. I did not. I do believe they knew I was going to college, and there were two other managers who were also going to college, and they knew I was, well, I was going into computer programming in those days, so, but the poetry part was really a hidden part of my life, and it was actually a part of trying to learn how to become a better writer. I was given the advice to keep a journal, and then those journals became poems, so, it was really kind of a hidden part of who I was. And, it just takes, I think a lot of people are that way. I've always heard from others that, well, I write poems, but I don't really show them to others. And then that's kind of, I encourage them, well, start sharing with somebody, really, because it is. That's, I think, becoming a better poet is also being able to let go of those poems into the world of others. And then when you let go, it creates that space to write even more poems, so.
Having said that, could you let go of another one of those poems for us?
Sure. Okay, this is another humorous poem, and it's about when you're basically in trouble by a manager if you're working at McDonald's and they decide to put you on the French fry station. That's when you know you've really done something wrong if you have to work the French fry station for an entire shift. So this is for all those fast food employees who have to work the French fry station. It's called Small Fry. As punishment, after being called out as lazy, you were placed on the station for bagging French fries, knowing anyone can pick up the handle, place containers on the end, and with a flip of the wrist, send the scooped fries falling down off the pile. Think of how the sun feels outside, compared to the heat lamps reflecting off the back mirror, how the beach feels as salt gets stuck under your nails with the frying oil. People come in and check you out, looking hot in your uniform, as if glowing from the fluorescent rays, with the power to make many servings just by request.
Dennis Etzel is the author of Fast Food Sonnets. Dennis, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much, Kay. It was great to speak with you.